Hello again, Catherine Tate. How are you, Mrs.?
I'm all right, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
I've got on to my agent. I checked the account. Still no back end on my dreadful Cameo.
We're just not in profit yet, Paddy.
I see what you're saying. and it's the classic actor training there that almost had me believe in that. It really did. It's almost as if this is a line that Catherine Tate has heard from other people in showbiz before. I'm so sorry, Catherine. We'd love to pay you, darling, but we're just not in profit yet.
We're not in profit. You saw the advertising. I mean, it cost us a lot to come on your show to promote it. So, you know.
You are back with one of your first loves. You're treading the boards in the Enfield Haunting. Tell us about this. Give me the voice there again. I am
the Enfield Haunting.
The Enfield Haunting, darling.
Enfield Haunting. It was a true story. Our show is inspired by true events.
Yes.
Rather than based on, because we have to.
That's a legal requirement to make money off somebody else.
I would say so. I would say so. And I was very vocal in pushing for the fact that we have to be very clear about this. Because we are. You're right. I'm still very passionate about that. This show is largely not this show, but this story, I think, was shaped a lot. In real events, I think this story was shaped a lot by class. Because I do think working class women and gender, working class women in the 70s, I think were taken advantage of by the media. And this story is no different. And as you rightly point out, it's still going on. Of which I am partaking.
I was just about to say, of which you have 360'd and are partaking. So that's a hole that we could go down. Let's pivot out.
No,
of
we
it.
Won't. Well, that's why I do keep saying it's very important to say it's inspired by real events.
Yes,
but I am a mere cog in this wheel, Pat.
You say that. You play Peggy, who is Jane's mum. Janet's mum. Tell us a little bit about the
story. You're right. I thought she should have been called Jane.
Yes. And maybe tonight that I've subliminally put that into your head, if you go on to the performance.
I should be saying that.
You shall be saying that.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the story.
Yes. It's our story is a single woman in Enfield, single mother in Enfield, bringing up two girls and a boy. And on a night in July in 1977, the poltergeist that they believe to be in their home comes to a kind of crisis ahead. And we tell the story of that fictitious night. And there is a psychic investigator staying with them, which actually happened. Two men kind of just moved in with this family and stayed with them for the best part of 2 years. And
what?
To try and... Yes.
2 years?
Slept downstairs in camper beds. And it sort of became the norm. So I can only imagine what people were saying in Enfield when two men sort of camped, just took up base in this family's home. And it was all over the papers at the time. It was, I think, the BBC did a documentary. And people were gripped by this story. But as is is human nature, you know, there was a lot of speculation about whether these two girls who were the centre of the experience, were they making it up? Were they sort of having people on? But to the day that I believe the character that I played died, you know, right up until she died, this lady defended her children and the experience that they had. And she said, unless you were there, you just don't know. And, you know, of course, as storytellers, you've got to embrace the ambiguity. But it's quite compelling when you read about it, of what they experienced. And sort of like people with no skin in the game, like the very independent, you know, documentary maker from the BBC, I still think to this day says, I cannot explain what I experienced in that house on that night. So who are we to say, Paddy?
Who are we to say? Go see the play. Make your own mind up. I know contractually, you have to work with a David. I mean, that's right. I mean, that's kind of how you roll, isn't it? You're working with
that's it.
It's normally Tennant. Who are you working with this time?
It's David Threlfall. The wonderful David Threlfall I am on stage with. You know, eminent star of stage and screen. Mm. Beloved Frank Gallagher from Shameless. And, you know, my goodness, he's been to Broadway more times than I've had a pastrami sandwich.
And the lady loves pastrami.
Oh, my God, I love pastrami.
You love pastrami.
As all vegetarians do.
am I allowed to tell you that this is getting great reviews? Because I love the fact that you don't read reviews.
I don't read reviews, no.
Well, it's getting great reviews.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
When did you stop reading reviews?
I've never read a review.
Really?
No, I just didn't get into the habit of it. Actually, that's not true. I read one review of the first show I did at the RSC, and it was a good one for me. And I thought, that will do. And I've genuinely, hand on heart, never read a review since. And now it sort of just doesn't occur to me. Just would not occur to me. And it doesn't mean, I only read. You know when people say, I don't read reviews, darling. People, I think what people think is I don't read the bad reviews. I genuinely don't read any reviews.
Was there a review whenever you got fired from Bugsy Malone? Did you get fired from Bugsy Malone, or
I get fired from Bugsy Malone?
As a child?
No.
No, that didn't happen. There you go.
I wasn't in Bugsy Malone.
That's a rumour. That's a rumour that we're starting. There we go.
Okay, I love it if you thought I did.
These are random.
No, I tell you what the story about Bugsy Malone is. When Bugsy Malone was on the stage show in the 80s, and it was you know the man from the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz?
Yes.
Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was either a producer or a director of it. And I remember it was like 1980 something. And my mum took me to see it. And I absolutely, at that moment, knew that's what I wanted to do. I saw all these kids on stage having the time of their life. And my mum said she looked across and thought, I've lost her. Darling, she's lost me to the theatre. But I love the idea that I was in the show and got fired.
This is good.
What would you have to do as a child actor to get fired?
Okay, have a think about that. What we're going to do, we're going to quickly talk to our local reporter. We're going to come back with Catherine Tate. We're going to ask her other made-up questions that didn't. Game is off, Catherine, in the Enfield Haunting. It is at the Ambassador's Theatre until the 2nd of March. Or am I, as a little bird told me, this is going to be extended, Catherine? Is your run been extended?
No.
That's not true either. Okay, let's go.
I think they're actually putting on extra matinees, but as far as I'm extending at the moment, extra matinees. But Paddy, I have remembered what got me fired from Bugsy Malone.
What, you did get fired from Bugsy Malone?
I got fired from Bugsy Malone.
Oh!
I remember now, during rehearsals, I kept shouting out to Mickey Dolenz, who was the producer and or director, saying, "Oi, Mickey, you know the Monkees were never better than the Beatles, don't you?" No, I was never in Bugsy Malone. I didn't get fired.
You should have just left that. You should have just left that hanging. You should have. You really should have left that
out. The Monkey fans coming at me.
Oh. So look, we got some questions coming in. We have one here from Darren. He says, "I love the fact that Catherine is back in the theatre. Is there a chance we will see Catherine anytime soon doing some live stand-up again? She is ace."
Oh, that's very, very kind. Well, actually, I've got an inkling for what would be this Christmas now. I can't believe I'm saying this Christmas because it's 2024, you know. Mm. I might do a live show of my Nan character and call it Nanto. Do you see? Not Panto, Paddy. Nanto. I think that's a winner. I'm going to do Nan in Panto and call it Nanto.
That is amazing. If you stick those tickets on this morning, they will be gone. They will be gone by lunchtime.
And I'll be forced to write the show.
Sophia wants to know, she says, my boyfriend is insistent that the UK office is funnier than the US one. I disagree. Who is right?
That's like choosing between favourite children, because I genuinely think, the thing is, here's what we have to say. Mm. Without the British office, there would have been no American office.
True.
And I do think the British office is a genuine work of modern art.
Yes.
I really do. And the American office, that's not to take anything away from the American office. They took it and ran with it. And it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant and wonderful. But without Ricky Gervais's British version, I don't think we'd have got there.
And that is the diplomatic answer of someone who respects the artistic talent of the people behind the British office, but who also respects the house that she managed to buy from the American office.
From the American one. I thank you.
We like that.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. Catherine Tate opens on Broadway with Nanto, her new Christmas show.
Sponsored by pastrami.
Sponsored by pastrami. Claire wants to know, who's the most passionate fans? Fans of The Office or fans of Doctor Who? Is it true you weren't a fan of Doctor Who before you did it?
Oh, I couldn't answer a question about Doctor Who if my life depended on it. no, I didn't watch Doctor. And I was full. Look, I love Doctor Who. I am honoured to be in it. It's so close to my heart. I've no idea what goes on it, though. I don't understand it. I know I run away from things a lot. That's what I know.
I love your honesty so much. Ryan wants to know, was Eurovision as fun as it looked?
Yes, it was. It was brilliant to be in that stadium in Liverpool, because I got to watch the dress rehearsal as well, because they ticket the dress rehearsal so people can get, you know, people who can't get tickets for the actual show, you can see exactly the same thing just at the dress rehearsal. In fact, I think there's a few dress rehearsals. And to watch that compilation of all the Liverpool sounds, all the music from Liverpool, and the, you know, all the contestants coming out and singing it, genuinely a fantastic career high that was. And a personal high. It was so moving.
I was chatting.
I loved it.
I loved it. I loved it, darlings. I was chatting to Graham Norton on the Late Late Show last week, and he was telling me that he starts drinking on song 9. Is that how you manage to get yourself through?
Well, I don't drink, so I just eat a lot of vegan pastrami.
Pastrami
keeps me going. I mean, I've only done it that once, so I can imagine, you know, doing it every year, you might possibly need
a strategy, doing a lot of heavy lifting there. Catherine Tate, you can catch her in the Enfield Haunting at the Ambassador Theatre until the 2nd of March. Thank you so, so much, Mrs., for coming on.
Pleasure.
And having the chin wag. Yeah. Go see Catherine.